make an announcement first before we start talking about anything. We lost a member of, we lost a Raven today, Conrad Rulin. He was declared brain dead. He had an aneurysm about a week ago, underwent surgery, and has been fighting for his life for about the last week. He passed today. So just want to offer our condolences to his family. We love Conrad Rulin. Every single guy in that locker room loves him, who knows him. And I just want to say this kind of on his behalf. It's a psalm. God is our refuge and our strength. In him do we trust. That's for Conrad. Okay, what questions do you have?
Right before the last field goal, Coach, it was fourth down to foot. Did you think about going for it there?
Yeah, we need to score 10 points one way or the other. So you get the three there and try to get to seven later. That was kind of our thinking on it. So we need two scores. You could do it either way, basically.
John, it seemed like Joe dumped the ball off a lot. Was it something they were taking away, or what do you think?
To answer that, it's a great question. I mean, to answer that question, we've got to see the tape, you know, and just see what the reads look like. I think they were covering deep. They had their safeties back, and they did a good job staying on top of things. Corners were bailing a lot in their three deep coverages. They wanted to stay on top of us. I think they did a good job of that, not giving up the big plays. Certainly a better job than we did, and that was probably the difference in the game.
Been up here a lot. The momentum was a lot different early in this one. To fall behind like that, obviously you guys made some opportunities on special teams that I know that makes you happy.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I think it's a credit to our guys. You know, it's a tough environment. It was a Monday night, you know, in New England. It was just like the AFC Championship games we've played here. I mean, the environment was exactly the same as that, no different. Told our guys at halftime, it's the same environment that you're going to have playing in a championship game here. Nothing different. Let's go play that kind of football. And our guys fight. This is a very good football team. I mean, they deserve the victory. They played winning football, you know, and they made the plays they needed to make. Early got off to a good start, you know, put us in a hole. Thought they did a very good job. Their defense was very tough throughout the course of the game. But our special team stepping up and making those plays, those were huge plays, and gave us a chance to win the game, you know, put us back in it. So credit to those guys.
John, is the feeling that you just fell a couple plays short in the fourth quarter, that there was a couple, you know, offensively, defensively, some things that could have changed the game?
Well, of course. I mean, and it's always like that. I mean, it's always a play here or a play there that makes a difference. Obviously, they made the play on the play-action pass. We had a good idea it was coming, and we didn't play it well. We didn't play it right in the back end, and that's on us.
Did Matty Young think he was that?
It wasn't Matty Young's play to make with the coverage, yeah, before we start pointing fingers.
Whose play was it to make?
I'm not getting into all that. Never will.
Now, John, at 7-6, is the mentality with three games remaining, you have to win out to get to the playoffs?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we know where we stand. We know the situation we're in. And we basically have to win three games, you know, and certainly fully capable of doing that. That's what we intend to do. But all the focus goes to the next game. That's why I told the guys in the locker room, pack up the buses as quick as we can, get back to Baltimore and get to work on Philadelphia. And that's a very good Eagles team that we'll be playing on a short week. We've got to get healthy, and we've got to get rested, and we've got to get prepared. And we've got to go play our best football next Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. We're going to need our crowd, man. We need our crowd in full force because we're making a run for the AFC North title. And it starts with that game. We have to win that game. And that's what we'll be preparing for.
Do you have an update on James Smith?
I do. It's an ankle sprain. I don't know.
It's a message, Coach, that you still have it in your own hand. You're under your own control now. You don't have to worry about anybody else winning as long as you win, you're in.
Yeah, that's the message. That's the reality of it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Exactly where it stands, right?
Yeah. Brady, with more than 400 passing yards tonight, how much do you chalk that up to losing Smith and Powers?
I don't really chalk it up to anything. I just chalk it up to it's a football game, you know, and Tom Brady does a great job. Obviously, they had a great night throwing the ball, and it was big plays. I chalk it up to big plays. So. Give them credit for making those plays, and they did a good job of executing those plays. All set? All right, thank you.